This is Superfast Business with James Schramko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schramko here. Welcome back to Superfast Business. In today's episode, I want to talk about Penguin 3 and the important role that it plays for your website in terms of search engine optimization. So this is an SEO podcast, and this podcast came about because we run an SEO service from Superfast Business, and we have a lot of customers. We've been doing this for 6 or 7 years now, and I just thought it's easier to go through what Penguin is and how it might impact you just with this short podcast. So recently, Google launched another Penguin. It's actually the sixth release so far and the first refresh after more than a year. And a Penguin rollout is always anticipated, mainly because if your website got hit the last release, the only way to see if the changes you did made an impact is to wait for your results after the next release. So hello again, hunting bird. According to Google, the Penguin aims to discount suspicious unnatural links, make sure that high-quality organic links are counted, and penalize sites that are over-optimized through spammy SEO tactics. It's to clean the internet of spam and offer users a better, more relevant search experience. So what should you be aware of by now? Well, Penguin 3.0 is a global rollout. It's a refresh, not an update. That means they use the same algorithm just to lift the penalty from sites that have since fixed their issues and to see if they missed other offender sites. Less than 1% of English queries will be affected. Google officially confirmed the release on October the 20th, 2014, and it will still continue to be rolled out in the next few weeks. So if you haven't seen any changes, you might be seeing them by about now as the time of this podcast release. You might have to wait another few days, but it should be pretty much over. Is it bad news or good news, you might be thinking? Well, yes, if you've done some cleanup after getting hit, then it's a good time to see if that work you've done has gotten you some positive results. It's not good news if your site has bad link profiles, so don't be surprised if you got a demotion. So if you've been hit, this is what you need to do. Since it's a refresh, the same signals and factors have to be rerun again. Thus, experts predict that you'll most likely be hit if you're a serious and repeat offender who's not managed to clean up thoroughly even after Penguin 1.0 and 2.0. Penguin primarily hunts down the following link profiling patterns and practices. Mass solicitation for link exchanges. Buying and selling text links on sites with high page ranks. Dependency on PRs, that's press releases, and article marketing with keyword-rich anchor text. Joining spammy automated web SEO directories. Distributing comment and forum spam. Using exact match anchor text, especially in articles, and manipulative links published on low-quality sites. Using auto-generated links and link networks, manipulative paid guest posts. So is there anything I might have missed? Well, unlike Google's algorithm updates that focus on content, Penguin is not human-driven. It works on the algorithm level to seek spammy trails and suspicious inbound links. The downside of this is that it may affect businesses that are religiously practicing ethical SEO, but may be targeted by negative SEO. A negative SEO campaign can come from a rival company maliciously building spammy links to your website, or your own SEO champions, your marketing team or your PR agency, who may have unwittingly set up the wrong inbound links to your site. So make sure only experienced, highly skilled specialists like us are handling your SEO. Now, if you're unscathed, should you party? Even if you didn't see a major change in your rank and traffic activity from organic search, this is no time to slack off. Google hints there'll be a major update after the holidays, so make sure you're ready when it comes. Be continuously vigilant. Set up a system that will ensure your links are audited, analyzed, and monitored regularly. Flag and remove, disavow questionable links and on-site web spam. And be really patient. Cleaning up an affected site can be costly, tedious, and time-consuming, but the results will be more than worth the effort. Seek help. Invest in the help of professionals who have a deep technical understanding of Google, not just Penguin, but all the algorithm releases. Developing a high-quality, engaging site is an ongoing objective and not just a one-time goal. Whenever Google rolls out updates, set up a sustainable, successful, and search engine-savvy link building and traffic strategy Use our traffic packages at superfastbusiness.com. If you have a look in our services tab, look for the traffic. If you haven't had your website checked by us, make sure you do that. We offer a website check. It's just $20 and we'll tell you what sort of link profile you have. We'll also recommend which is the right package for you. And of course, if you are a traffic customer, then no doubt you've experienced an increase in your rankings, as we've seen with over 90% of our clients with this latest update. So enjoy your SEO. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. If you've got any questions about SEO or search engine optimization, be sure to comment right near this post or ask our friendly team at superfasthelp.com. I'm James Schramko. I'll catch up with you in a future episode.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.